Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Hello and welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to another episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. This is a little mini midweek episode. It's a spoiler-free review of a movie I've been sent. I got the screener, I watched the movie, I'm going to talk about it so you can hear all about it for when you can get access to it and check it out. So that's right, the movie is Reflect. I was given that and I'm like, okay, I like it, I'm going to watch it, sounds interesting, and here's a review of it. Here's quite a bit of synopsis and all that that I got from the little information package, and here it is. Let me start. So Reflect is the feature debut of the writer, director, and star Dana Kippel. And I'm not 100% sure if it's Dana or Dana or Kippel or Kippel, but I'm saying Dana Kippel, and I'm very sorry if it's wrong, and I might get some of the other stars' names wrong, but I just haven't heard them out loud, so I'm very sorry. But anyway, let's keep going. I just wanted to address that now in case this entire mini episode is completely wrong with the name or anything like that. But yeah, I'm just saying it as I think it's read. I haven't heard it out loud. I'm very sorry. Anyway, just wanted to address it. Let's keep going. The sci-fi metaphysical thriller follows a group of friends on a spiritual obstacle course, hoping to improve their lives, but they don't know they are being monitored by mysterious hooded entities eager to take over their bodies. Dana Kippel headlines the film as Summer, rounded out by a cast including Grace Patterson, Jadelyn Breyer, Marissa Patterson, Ariana Williams, Corey Brooks, Eric Scott Woods, Dash Katz, Maya Nell, Ryan Jack Connell, and Joe Philippone. Kippel produced under her Crazy Carrot film Shingle, alongside Zach Coates, Ryan Jack Connell, Brian Duss, Grace Patterson, Lone Thatch, and Rihanna Mullen Trotter. Michael Delano of COTU Media served as executive producer. So the movie Reflect world premiered at the Chandler International Film Festival and went on to screen at the Boston Science Film Festival, the Sydney Science Film Festival, and the Ethos Film Awards International Film Festival. But you want to know what the movie's all about? Here's the synopsis. Unhappy with the current relationship, Summer sets out on a road trip to Sedona, Arizona, accompanied by her four gal pals to a spiritual obstacle course. Upon arriving, they are greeted by their uncanny host, Hermes, who leads them into the vast desertscape, which becomes the foreground for the interdimensional game show they unknowingly are participating in. Transported, they become a colorful, surrealistic journey of the soul, diving into issues surrounding trauma, mental health, and female relationships. The girls start to go missing one by one as we discover mysterious hooded figures are following them. As the tension rises, who will figure out how to escape this and become the last one standing, ultimately winning the game of life? So without giving too much of the movie away, it's basically five girls, they've got a girls chat, they decide to do a game that's going to be like an obstacle sort of meditational weekend away and all this sort of stuff. And it's weird because, yeah, it's like $20,000 at stake, but then I feel like the money was just made up by Summer. It's hard to tell because it says $10,000 when they go to do it, but then it becomes $20,000. And then, yeah, it's never mentioned ever again about the money. But yeah, they're doing a meditation weekend away. There's five friends, they're all coming together. But pretty much, so what essentially happens is that they meet their eccentric host. He makes them do a whole bunch of little challenges and all this sort of stuff. They have to go through five courses. Each one's going to get a bit harder, and they have to just do stuff that delves into their deepest fears, their darkest regrets, and just their childhood traumas and a whole bunch of other emotional things that they haven't wanted to address, but now they're doing it. And it's just a trippy, surreal sort of like real mystical, weird sort of like, it's kind of got a horror-ish theme, but it's not that scary or nothing like that. It's just real weird. It's a mind fuck of a movie. It's just a weird ass movie. It's trippy. There's so much weird stuff that's happening. It's a sci-fi movie. It's just something that, like, if you watched it on drugs, it would probably be like, whoa, man. But yeah, it is an odd movie, but it is quite enjoyable, and the landscape is amazing. I'm a sucker for landscapes. It's not an environment I would like to stay in overnight, really, but it's like deserty. It's kind of got like
like light woods, but it's like a cactusy woods kind of. It's got rivers. It's got amazing hills, like these rock formations. They just look amazing. It looks like something out of like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon or something like that. Like, I don't know much about Arizona, but if it looks like that, it'd be pretty amazing to go for a hike there for a day or so. It just looks great. It's a great landscape. And the five of them are just forced to face all these horrors that they didn't want to like ever address, I think. And it's just all these secrets, all these past traumas all coming to the surface now. And they have to deal with it. And if they don't, they sort of disappear. And the game of life part is the sci-fi aspect where it's like they're being watched from like another entity. We don't 100% know what's going on, but it's an intergalactic sort of TV show. And there's red hooded people, there's black caped people, they got red and black, and they're very mysterious. We don't understand what's going on at any point. But yeah, the five of them, which is Summer, Annie, Liz, Nia, and Katie, the girls have to come together. It's a spiritual obstacle course. It's not so much a physical obstacle course, it's more of the mind. And it's very strange, it's bizarre, it's very mystical and weird. And yeah, that's what they have to do, and that's what the movie's all about. They're in a game show, but they just think they're doing a meditational weekend away. And yeah, there's a lot going on, but I don't want to spoil anything about what happens to who and whatever else. So the movie Reflect has just come out on January 9th, 2024, which is this year and only a few days ago. And it is available now on video on demand and digital HD. And you can get it on Prime Video, Apple TV, Google Play, and Vudu. I don't know what Vudu is. I assume it's an American streaming service, but that's where you can get it. Prime Video, Apple TV, Google Play, and Vudu. And that's right. It was the debut movie of Dana Kippel. I don't know how to say her name, but whoever it is, she has made this movie. She's written it, she's directed it, and she stars in it. It is a great sci-fi metaphysical thriller, and it is just an odd experience to watch. It's just one of those, it's 83 minutes. The scenery is amazing to watch, and it is just a movie where you're kind of like, I don't really understand what's going on here, but I'm sure there's a deeper meaning to it that I just don't understand. But yeah, that is the movie Reflect. It just came out, as I just said. Check it out on video demand. And a big thank you to Justin Cook for sending me the screener so I had the opportunity to watch this before it came out, and I could talk about it. I don't want to spoil anything that happens in the movie, but that's Justin Cook Public Relations. You can get him at www.justincookpr.com. Thank you, Justin Cook, and thank you, Dana Kippel, for making this movie. The movie is Reflect. Check it out. Thank you for listening to this short mini midweek episode, spoiler-free episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. The movie, once again, was Reflect. It's a sci-fi mindfuck, and that is the movie Reflect. My name's Danny Boy. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on the full episode. Bye!